Usain Bolt. Why? Alright. প্রভু কহে কৃষ্ণ কৃপা তোমাতে পূর্ণ হয় সব তত্ত্ব জানো তোমার নাহি তা পুত্র প্রভু কহে কৃষ্ণ কৃপা তোমাতে পূর্ণ হয় সব তত্ত্ব জানো তোমার নাহি তা পুত্র সনাতন গোস্বামী ফার্স্ট কোশ্চেন ওয়াজ যে আমি কেন মরে যাবে তা পুত্র আপনি কহ কিসে হিত Tapatra, we have explained several times that there are three kinds of miserable condition, pertaining to the body, pertaining to the mind, on account of harassment by other living entities and by natural disturbances. There are three kinds of miserable condition within this material world. But when one takes shelter of spiritual master and seriously engages himself in devotional service, he has no more any miserable condition. Miserable condition means it is a question of understanding. The beginning of spiritual life is to understand that I am not this body. That is the beginning. So if I am properly trained up to understand that I am not this body, then where is my tapatra, miserable condition? Because miserable condition is due to this body. In Bhagavad Gita it is said that Matra Sparsha Sukunti Sitosna Sukadukkala. We feel sometimes cold, sometimes warm. What is the reason? The reason is on account of this body. Matrasparsha. The water is the same. But according to the seasonal changes, the water is sometimes very pleasing and sometimes it is not pleasing. So according to the seasonal changes, the water does not change its chemical compound. But the seasonal changes, my body becomes susceptible to the condition, and therefore the same water sometimes gives me pleasure and sometimes gives me distress. So, when one understands that I am not this body, he is not very much affected. Narottam Das Thakur says, Deha smriti nahi jar samsara bandhan kahata. Deha smriti, it is simply to understand. Just like I have given several times this example, you are in a very nice car, Cadillac, and you are very proud of it. And if by chance the car is by accident broken, then your heart breaks. Why? You are not the car. But because your thoughts are absorbed in the car, that this is my car, therefore your heart becomes broken. Actually, you have nothing to do with the car. If the car is broken into pieces, you are not affected. But because I have got affection for the car, therefore. So this affection can be withdrawn by cultivation of knowledge. That I am not this car, it is a fact. But on account of my ignorance and attachment, I am thinking, now I am finished because my car is gone. It is very simple truth. Similarly, those who are too much absorbed in the thought that I am this body, their sufferings are more on account of this misconception that I am this body. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, the first lesson is Krishna began the lessons of Bhagavad Gita. That asuchyan anusuchasam pragyavadam subhasari. My dear Ujjot, you are talking like a very learned man, but you are lamenting on a subject matter which has nothing to do with it. Asuchyan anusuchasam pragyavadam subhasari. Here, in this material world, we are advanced in so-called civilization, but we are very much attached to this body. This is misconception. This is called illusion. The dog is also thinking like that, I am this body. So where is the difference? If the dog thinks I am this body, I am Indian, I think I am Indian, American thinks I am. So where is the difference between the dog and me? There is no difference. Simply by dressing nicely, if you dress a dog very nicely, does it mean that he becomes a human being? A dressed dog, that's all. Dog dancing. So, Shastra says, that if one is still in the bodily concepts of I, then he is no better than anyone. Jashyatu vidhi kunapi tithasati. Tithasati, the body is made of, according to Ayurvedic knowledge, it is body development of three dhatu, copper, pitta, vayu. The vayu is there, air. Well, it is very scientific. Whatever we are eating, it is becoming secretion. Then by vayu, when there is less ventilation, in old age, the vayu becomes slow, and therefore so many diseases overcome. These massaging means just to help the air within the body to ventilate. It is actually made of vayu, kapha, pitta, vayu. The vayu is making the secretion dried up. and so on and so on. So we are not this, kapha pitta vayu. We are not this, skin, bone, blood, or whatever it may be, you analyze it, I am not this. My life is not there, they are claiming. That life is chemical composition. But try each and every part of this body and chemical composition. First of all, take this breathing. What is this breathing? Breathing is air. So here, that is also chemical composition, hydrogen, oxygen, I think. Is it? So that is chemical composition. Or air. So there is no question of chemical combining. Air is sufficient air. You are making airtight, so many things. So just put some air within the body and by artificial way let it be your skull blowing like the bellows. The bellow also breathes like that. And will life come? No. It is not possible. Similarly, take every one item. Take the breathing, take the muscle, take the blood, take the urine, take the stool, take the bone, and analyze it very carefully, part to part, and combine them all together with what scientists bring life. No. That is not possible. That is not possible. So therefore, it is misconception. That life is chemical composition. No. Chemical composition is this body, not the soul. But they do not know, they're speculating in darkness. Therefore Krishna comes to give you knowledge that you rascal, you are thinking of this body yourself. No, it is not that. Asmin dehe, dehi nasmin yatha dehi komadhi. You are living within this body under certain condition. According to your karma, you have been allowed to live in this body. And if your karma improve, then you will be allowed to live in better body, in the demigod. Or if your karma is abominable, then you will be degraded to the lower body. Just like you pay, according to your payment, you get a certain type of apartment. Everyone cannot live in the first class apartment because he cannot pay. Similarly, this body is also like apartment. According to your capacity of paying the rent or the price, you get a certain type of karanam guna sangasya satasat janma jyonishu. This is going on. We are not this apartment. We are the occupier of the apartment. That is your knowledge. There are two persons. One is the occupier, one is the proprietor. You have got practical knowledge. So Krishna says clearly that khetrangam chapi mangavidhi sarva khetre suvah khetra khetram gayam gayam idam sariram khetram iti avidhiyate. In the Bhagavad Gita, I will find this knowledge. Khetra khetra ga. Krishna said that this body is called khetra. Arjuna inquired from Krishna, what is khetra, what is khetra ga, what is gan, what is subject matter of jnana. So Krishna answered that Khetra means this body. And Khetraka means one who knows that this is my body. He is Khetraka. You study your own body, you study your finger, you will never say, I finger, my finger. Nobody says. Even a small child, you ask him, what is this? You say, my finger. You never say, I finger. I'm not finger. I'm not this. So one who knows that this body is mine, that is Khetra God. And the body is Khetra. Khetra means the field of activities. We have got this body filled of activities. We are very much proud of, civilized. But subject matter is the same. The dog is thinking, I am this body. He is jumping with four legs and you are jumping with four wheels. That's all. Because the knowledge is the same, that I am this body. There is no improvement. So we are thinking the dog is running on the street without any car and we have got a nice car, we are running, so therefore we are civilized. No, this is not civilization. This is the same civilization as the dog and cat has got. So eva gokha. Real civilization is athata brahma jiggasa. That is Sanatana Goswami, he is asking this question. Ke ami kane amai japita? This is real question. What I am? So, Sanatana Goswami's question is being answered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that because he have this inquiry, this is the beginning of human life. So, if one is little inquisitive to know what I am, then here his real life begins. And if he is kept in the darkness, and he remains in the darkness, that I am this body, there is no value of so-called civilization, education. This is a very important question. One must be athata brahma jiggyasa. He must be conscious that I do not want all these things, miserable condition of life, and they are enforced upon me. I cannot check them. They are coming. So there must be somebody superior whose law is being forced. That is the factor. That is religion. Religion means to find out the supreme controller who is forcing everything. That is it. That is stated in the dictionary. Religion is not some sentiment, some ritualistic sentiment. No. This inquiry about the supreme control, that's a fact. We see in every step there is a supreme controller. And we are foolishly declaring that we are independent. This is called foolishness. So real religion means to come out from this foolish conception of life that there is no controller, we are everything, whatever we like we can do, there is no life after death, and there is no life in other planets. These are all ignorance. Simply fool's paradise. It has no meaning. So Krishna consciousness movement means to give people right knowledge. Don't think that it is a sentimental, so-called religious movement. But you come to the right conclusion, to the spiritual platform, by this easiest method introduced by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, chant the holy name of the Lord. And your, because misunderstanding means, because you have so many dirty things accumulated on the heart for many, many lives, beginning from aquatics, then plant life, the trees life, the insect life, in this way. Now we have come a life of enlightenment, athāta brahmaja. Now we should inquire. That is Sanatana Goswami is teaching us that go to the proper spiritual master. He has come. He is not ordinary man, he is minister. So he cannot go to a cheater, to a bluffer. He has selected the right person, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we have to go to a person who is as good as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As good, how one can become Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is God, how another man can become as good as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he is also God? No. He doesn't require to be God. And neither he can ever become God. That is false. Is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's equal person means one who speaks exactly what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaks. That makes him equal. He doesn't manufacture. If you simply repeat what Krishna says or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, then you become equal. Equal to means that is Guru. Guru means who is equal. Sakshad haritena samasta sastrai ruptasta sabhavatai vasadhi. Why Guru is accepted as God Himself? Does it mean Mahavad philosophy? No, this is not Mahavad. Because He is most confidential servant of God. Kintu prabhur jap priya evatas. Therefore He is as good as God. He is very, very dear to God. Why? Because He does not speak anything nonsense what his master does not say. That's all. That is the quality. Still, now I see that his son addresses him, father. He is the father, considering him as the ordinary man. And still he is as good as God. Yes, still. Why? Because he does not speak anything nonsense except what he has heard from God. That is the quality. In this way, if we study Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and of course Chaitanya Charitamrita is higher study, but still we have got all these books, very exalted, authorized books, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nectar of Devotion. So we request, especially, of course, I am pleased that this countryman of this American country, they are taking our books, reading. So gradually they will understand. But take real knowledge. Don't be misled by bluffers who has no authority to speak and to cheat you because you are wanting, hankering after something. There's so many bluffers, cheaters, they come and cheat you. Don't be cheated. Here is authorized literature. Read them, be enlightened, and make your life successful. Thank you.
Namah. Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishna Lokesh Bhutale
cookies to give out. Do you have anything to Prabhupada to give out? Cookies and stuff.